Thank you, Madam Chair. So I would like to present you our learning community and subsidy scheme, which is called Clean Energy Hubs. How does it work?
I think it's the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I will present this on behalf of my colleagues within the ministry. I work in the Railway Directorate, and this is a program from our Sustainable Mobility Directorate. The Clean Energy Hub is, like I said, it has two components. It's a learning community, it's a related subsidy scheme. When I say learning community, it means it's a partnership where the regional governments, so we have like regions or federations with local or regional administration, and we have 12 of them in the Netherlands. So we have a cooperation between these regional governments, the national government, which is the Ministry of Infrastructure, and that's the policy side, but we also have the Road and Inland Waterways Agency. I didn't put it on the screen, but it's the agency who deals with, for example, maintenance, renewal of road and inland waterways infrastructure, and the Port Authority of Rotterdam. The overall aim is to realize a countrywide network of alternative fuels and charging infrastructure by 2030. In order to shift towards sustainable mobility, it's also to improve what we call hinterland access, which means goods arriving Rotterdam Harbor and then going to the hinterland, so meaning the connection to Germany. And the whole program is also linked to the implementation of the EU alternative fuel infrastructure regulation. So talking about the hubs. So a clean energy hub, it should always have at least two alternative sustainable energy sources. So that could be alternative fuels or an energy carrier. And it should always have the option of zero emission for road transport, so electric charging. This whole program covers all the regions of the Netherlands, but we specifically focus on what we call the transport corridors. So these are the regions which are located between the Port of Rotterdam and then the hinterland connection to Germany. And it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's very much tailor-made. So every hub can be tailor-specific. It should have these two alternative sustainable energy sources. But it can also offer other facilities, for example, public transport or truck parking or catering. The focus of the whole program is related to road transport, so heavy goods vehicles, and inland waterways. And if it's possible, road and inland shipping are combined within such a clean energy hub. And as I said, the Port of Rotterdam is part of this whole learning community, and there are separate subsidy schemes for offering shoreside electricity within the Port of Rotterdam, for example. It's a subsidy program. It will start in 2025 and it will finish in 2030. And then the aim is that in 2030 there is an appropriate network of zero emission loading and alternative fuel infrastructure along the network. I would call it a public-private partnership because 50% is private company funding, and then the ministry and the regions, they both provide in total 40 million euro as a subsidy, and it's for the unprofitable part of the investments. And then we have to follow the European state aid rules, so we can only fund a maximum of 40% of the unprofitable top. And then it's said we give 250,000 maximum per location, because we don't want to only fund like the big players. More players should be able to profit from such a subsidy scheme. And then after 3 years, there will be like an internal evaluation if we have to adjust this subsidy program. And then talking about the type of alternative fuels, we're talking about CNG, bio-LNG, electric, hydrogen, but also HVO, which means hydro-treated vegetable oil, or gas-to-liquid. So these are all options that could be part of the offer of the clean energy hub. So to conclude, it's a cooperation, so between different layers of the government and the Port Authority of Rotterdam. It should be tailor-made. Through the learning community, the partners cooperate and they monitor progress and they share insights on the obstacles in the rolling out of the infrastructure and then try to improve it. It is a tool to implement existing European legislation. And in order to help regions and the private sector to find good locations for such energy hub, a location tool has been developed by a consultant to help identify suitable locations, and I included the link. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.